Hey, this is Jet. Welcome to this edition of After Five, a music, art, and entertainment podcast picking up where my radio show left off. Welcome, everybody, to the show. We have today's guest with us. We have Austin with us from the band Beast Eagle. Welcome to the show, Austin.
Hey, thank you.
So, Austin, introduce us to your band. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, how y'all met up, and what kind of music you create, and what the band's all about.
I can backtrack really far, but my drummer and I, August Severing, have been playing together for over 12 years. We lived together for about 10 years. So we're pretty in tune with each other, playing anything from metal to bluegrass to whatever comes around. So we really enjoy all kinds of genres, but we wanted to do some heavy rock and roll that we could drink beer with. And so that's kind of how this all began. So during the pandemic, we kind of started up and basically started out with one bassist, wrote a whole album, wanted to just do kind of some stoner rock stuff, and he had to move. We found one of our close friends, Nick, to join the band and rock out some bass with us. And then after playing quite a few shows, everybody just kept complaining that we need a vocalist. So we decided to throw out a little thing about it, and we had Kate hit us up, and she absolutely blew our minds to pieces, and decided to rock her out with the rest of us, and here we are to this day. I think she joined in around like March last year, and within a month we had a record offer or a signing offer with a label, which is Ironhead Records and Golden Robot. And so we decided to go ahead and take that path and start making our way up the chain of this wonderful thing we call the music world. So here we are now, just trying to write some heavy bluesy rock and roll with all the grooves.
Well, like I said, your band about to release your new self-titled EP. So why did you want to release this one as a self-title, Austin?
We are kind of getting into everything with a vocalist, and so I didn't want to label everything just yet. We had put out our first record about a year before, that was just an instrumental, and so we wanted to kind of take a few of those songs and see what Kate could do with it, and kind of change up the style just a bit. And so we wanted to kind of keep things kind of low key for this first one, just to kind of introduce everybody to what we're about to do. We will be releasing another EP after this, that will be a little more locked into kind of the style that we're pushing for, which is definitely more of like a bluesy, heavy rock and roll kind of thing. But we're still going to kind of keep a lot of those like stoner rock aspects to the whole idea. I played in hardcore bands most of my life, and was signed when I was like 20, and then took a long break to learn tattooing, and so it was a big deal to kind of switch over back into this crazy ass music scene that we have. But I think this next EP will really like lock down kind of what we're looking for. We're really excited to kind of get everything out and show everybody what we can do.
So you have a first single off the EP called Open Sky. So tell us a little bit about that song and why you guys chose it for your single.
So after playing it for a few years now, it's always been the one that just, we just absolutely smile the entire time that we're playing. And we really loved the whole like just driving a car fast as hell through the desert kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. And thought that that would be just the way to go with this big, huge single. I can't say that it's going to be the lead one that everybody listens to, but I'm kind of pushing for it. We definitely are in the orientation that everybody just wants to bang their head as hard as possible. And I feel this single really pushes that kind of feeling, and it really gives the listeners kind of that, like, this is what Beast Eagle is all about. So I think it was like the best choice to go with. But I guess we'll see as the listeners start to hear this whole EP get released here in about a month or so. So
I know. Go ahead.
We will have a music video that's going to be dropping for it too pretty soon. And we definitely decided to go with more of a live aspect. So it's kind of like a band practice and a live show all mixed together. And so we're very much oriented into like, let's just show people some heavy rock and roll and not put it all in the frill and such of what a lot of bands are doing nowadays.
And Austin, with the new label and the promo team, have you seen like more response to the band with this EP?
Yeah, actually, the label's been doing a fantastic job. We've been getting hit up mainly from a lot of places overseas, anywhere from Denmark to France to Germany, which is really exciting because, I mean, heavy goal is definitely to get out to the UK and such and get to touring out there. So the label's really been helping get that out, and we're really excited and really thankful that they're, you know, doing their job and really helping us push in the direction that we would like to go.
And in closing, Austin, if people want to learn more about your band, what are the best sites they can go to keep up with what you guys are doing?
So we definitely, are more oriented into, like Instagram and Facebook. We are kind of working on getting Bandcamp things out and such. I know there's a lot of outlets for music nowadays and it keeps switching every year. You know, Spotify is always that push and go to, and we're going to start kind of getting things pushed out there because we are starting to, tour a bit outside of the Midwest now. So we're hoping to see some familiar and non-familiar faces as we kind of move ourselves out from this wonderful world we call Nebraska.
So there you guys go. Beast Eagle have a new self-titled EP out on Ironhead Records, and you can learn more about the band and what they're up to on their websites. And Austin, thank you for coming on the show to introduce us to your band, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Chad. We really appreciate it.